I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Louisiana State Police responded to a two-vehicle fatal crash on U.S. Highway 165 just south of Columbia that left a Grayson man dead. A preliminary investigation of the accident, which occurred Sunday night, revealed that a truck driven by 86-year-old Ted Coleman of Grayson was attempting to enter U.S. 165 from a driveway when it pulled into the path of an MCI charter bus driven by 61-year-old Marion McBride of Hermitage, Tennessee, which was traveling south on U.S. 165. Coleman was not wearing a seatbelt and suffered serious injuries as a result of the crash. He was transported to a hospital in Columbia where he died. The two passengers in the truck, 53-year-old Sherry Waldrop of Columbia and 45-year-old Yvonne Burtz of Kelly, were not wearing their seatbelts, suffered moderate injuries, and were taken to a hospital in Columbia. No one on board the bus reported any injuries. Governor Bobby Jindal's lawyer says the Republican governor is protected from questioning under oath in a legal dispute over his actions to undermine the Common Core education standards. Attorney Jimmy Faircloth told a judge yesterday that lawyers seeking to force Jindal to submit to a deposition have not met the standards required for questioning a sitting Louisiana governor under state law. He asked Judge Todd Hernandez to prohibit Jindal's deposition. The request was argued in court in response to a lawsuit filed by parents and teachers who support Common Core and accused the governor of violating the Louisiana Constitution in his actions against the multi-state standards. Hernandez did not immediately rule on the request or on a request from lawyers for the Jindal administration asking to dismiss much of the lawsuit. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will hold a series of public meetings across the state to provide an update on black bear research. The results of a recently completed University of Tennessee PhD project will be presented. Large carnivore program manager Maria Davidson says the project pulls together population estimates of three different subpopulations of black bears.
To kind of put them together in somewhat of a holistic fashion, to provide us somewhat of a future of the Louisiana black bear population so that we can make some management decisions going into the future.
Meetings are scheduled in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Faraday, and Tallulah. If the population numbers are strong enough, the Louisiana black bear could be taken off the endangered species list. The agency that oversees Baton Rouge's USS Kidd, the centerpiece of the Louisiana Naval War Memorial, has been flagged by an audit for a history of financial mismanagement. The audit found a debt of more than $300,000 for unpaid insurance premiums. The audit released Monday by the State Legislative Auditor's Office also notes that the last 3 years of spending under the Louisiana Naval War Memorial Commission is being investigated by the Inspector General's Office. The audit also took issue with a lack of management oversight and proper documentation for expenditures. In December, Alex Wan took over the agency, and she says agency staff is working diligently to implement new responsible spending practices and get its budget back into the black. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today with a high in the upper 80s and clear tonight, the low in the mid-60s.